The German-Russian deal struck last autumn to build a pipeline under the Baltic Sea to pump natural gas from Russia continues to raise concerns in the Baltic states, Poland and Ukraine. These countries' leaders have said they felt uneasy about what they thought was a deal made behind their back on an issue as vital as energy. Michał Zając of Radio Polonia has this report from Estonia.
Haapsalu is one of Estonia's summer resorts. Situated on the Baltic Sea, it offers long beaches and thousands of holidaymakers flock here all summer season in search of sunshine, water and relaxation. Yet soon, somewhere among the waves at the bottom of the Baltic Sea, a pipeline will be constructed, pumping gas from Russia to Germany. Will it prove hazard-free or at least neutral to organisms living in the Baltic Sea and to humans as well?
Even though most of the information concerning the manner in which the gas pipeline will be constructed remains secret, environmentalists in the Baltic states still say that threats to the environment do exist. After all, the gas pipeline is to be laid on the bottom of the Baltic Sea, and there may be a temptation to add more pipelines to transport chemicals or crude oil. According to Estonian environmental protection expert Marek Strandberg, no matter how advanced technologies are applied, the life of the Baltic Sea along the pipeline will feel their consequences.
If the plans are to lay this pipeline on the basement, that means also very intensive construction work and excavating on the bottom of the sea. And there are in the bottom of the Baltic Sea many of regions where the sediment amount is remarkable. That means that during the excavation works, the sediment will start to flow there, and it increases also the amount of nutrients in the Baltic Sea, plus it reduces heavily the penetration of the light to the organisms on the sea who need the solar light. Without impact, it's not realistic. Some impact is anyway to the environment.
Estonia, just like the remaining Baltic states, is opposed to the German-Russian plans. The 4 billion euro project to construct a 1,200 kilometer gas pipeline under the Baltic Sea is to be completed by 2010. The pipeline is to skirt Estonia. Tallinn doesn't feel it will lose any potential transit fees, but it's still voicing its reluctance to the venture. Marko Mikkelson, vice chairman of the Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee.
Not only Estonia, but also three Baltic states were a little bit surprised, mightily say, that we weren't informed before signing this document. This should be kind of unfortunate example how EU shouldn't work. There are ideas, but this is purely like kind of a contract between two countries. But once again, in nowadays world where energy resources are limited, the European Union as a united and integral community should build also a common position on energy. We have to actively build united policy because this is very much related to our security.
But when it comes to the Baltic states, there is one overriding concern. Estonians still feel that Russia is casting a long shadow over their newly independent country. Director of the Estonian Foreign Policy Institute Andres Kasekamp argues that Estonia's concerns over the German-Russian pipeline have two dimensions.
The first is the purely political level of being not consulted, of having the big powers in Europe deciding something which affects us without being consulted. And this, of course, has echoes of what has happened in the past. Historical emotion is there. If this pipeline is immediately outside of our territorial waters, this could have a direct environmental impact on us. We don't have the worry that there's also the concern that we are being left out of the business, in the sense that we are not a potential transit route, so we're not losing any potential money. But naturally, the emotions are more or less the same as they are in Poland or Latvia or Lithuania.
But Germany and Russia stand by the deal signed by Gerhard Schröder and Vladimir Putin in Berlin on September the 8th last year. The pipeline's construction is likely to go ahead next year. Estonia is aware that opposing the plans can bring about no result. That's why Prime Minister Andrus Ansip is determined to focus on diversifying energy sources.
We are very interested in having our energy system connected with Scandinavian and Polish ones. To achieve this goal, Estonia and Poland will ask for funds from the European Union.
At present, the European Union's Green Paper on a European Strategy for Sustainable, Competitive and Secure Energy is open to public consultation. On the basis of responses given, the European Commission will develop more precise ideas on Europe's common energy issues. I'm Michał Zając, reporting for Network Europe.
The elections both